All right. Today's iTunes review of the week is brought to you by C. Hayes 77. I am so happy to have found this podcast. I look forward to listening to the new episode every week. I just finished the latest episode on lifting weights and loved it. I listened to it 3 times because it's so informative. I feel like I have a trainer in my ear when I listened and a friend to chat with, along with the things I love, fitness. Oh, thank you so much, C. Hayes. That just fills my heart so full. So anyone else has a review, please absolutely share it with me. I love this and I appreciate every single review that I get. It just melts my heart that I am sharing the information that is going to be helpful for you to make sure that health and fitness is easy for you.
Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show.
All right, magic makers, I got a great show for you today. Of course, they say they're all great, you know, kind of bias when it comes to creating shows for you. So today I was kind of thinking about what am I going to talk about? And one of the things, I'm reading a book called Limitless, right? So I'm reading a book called Limitless, and it's about how to upgrade your brain, learn anything faster, and unlock your potential for an exceptional life. And one of the chapters I'm reading about is about flow. And I'll put the link into the show notes so you, if you're someone who's interested in reading, you can absolutely read it. Anywho, so I was reading this chapter called Flow, and it made me think about, is it possible for you to get into flow with your weight loss? And the state of flow, and I think many of us have experienced the state of flow. So let me just explain what flow is. So it is a point in your life where you're just doing something and it just feels easy. It just feels effortless. You're not thinking through the steps. You're just, you know, moving and grooving. And like, you're so focused that you can't be distracted. And, you know, many of you might have things you do in your life that you do this. For example, driving, right? How many times have you been driving and you're driving, say, to work or driving to your house or driving, you know, back to your childhood home, and you don't drive there every day, but like, you just know how to get there. Like, you don't even think about directions. You just get in the car and you're driving along, right? That's flow. And I know that so many of us have been told that in order to lose the weight, we have to feel the struggle, that it has to be hard, that, you know, we have to crawl through glass or our results are crap. You know, they're not worthy of getting the results that we want. But I'm going to share with you, I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm open for a nice, healthy debate. I truly believe it's possible for you to get into that flow when it comes to your health and fitness. What? Yes. I know some of you are like, you're talking smack now, girl. No. I am not talking smack. That you can get into the place where you just, it just feels effortless, right? And I talk about effortless weight loss all the time. And that's what Fit Girl Magic is all about, right? We think fit people are these magical beings, like these fairies that come down from wherever they come down from, and they just do. Well, you could just do too, but we got to start at the beginning. We have to have great habits. Those habits lead to routines. Those routines lead to consistency, and boom, 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 I got results, right? That's the linchpin, is starting with those great habits. And many of us always chase habits because the best example I can describe this as, there's a guy who comes to my class. He's an Englishman. He comes to my class, and I love folks from the UK because they have very interesting sayings. And one of the sayings that he has is that he had his little son, I think his son is like 10. He's in elementary school and his son had a crush on this girl. And Dan's driving his son to school. And Dan's like, so which one is he? Or which one is she? And he's like, and he points to the girl and he's like, oh, she's a cutie. Right. He drops him off. And as he's driving away, he's like, my son's boxing outside of his class. Right. So what that means is sometimes we're reaching too high for what we are able to achieve right now. Right. So it's not like I'm saying you're never going to achieve it, but as we are right now with where our mindset is, where we are with our time, it just not might be the goal you're setting for yourself might not be the right time. Or the fact that I might say to myself, I need to lose 10 pounds in 2 months, right? I've had that person come to me and I'm like, I'm going on vacation. I'll do whatever it takes to lose 10 pounds in 2 months. And I was like, yeah, I'm not your girl. Like I don't do that. Right. Is it possible? Yeah. But it's literally a salmon swimming upstream, a salmon swims upstream because that's what they are naturally inclined to do. They've been doing that for decades. Humans repeatedly putting themselves through the ringer to lose weight, that is some messed up stuff. I would say stronger language, but this is going to be televised on TV. So you know where I'm going, right? So insert your strong language right here. So as I'm thinking about this flow, you know, I'm always like, you know, trying to come up with like interesting topics to keep you engaged and also keep you expanding your brain. You know, how do you think about weight loss beyond calories in, calories out? I need to burn this off. I'm bad. I'm this, I'm that. Like, how do I get you to start expanding your horizon, expand your thinking that you're like, you know what? Maybe it's possible for me to actually like get some stuff done without doing it the old way. And so the best way we could do is, how do we find the flow? How do we find the flow for this weight loss? And so the first place, eliminate your distractions. I get it. We live in a world that is 24/7, right? Everything's going, going, going. Everything's busy. But how do we eliminate the overwhelm so that we don't feel so stress-fueled, right? That life doesn't feel so stress-filled, or you discount your stress like, that's just how life is, right? That makes me sad when you tell me that's just life, that is just how life is. So one of the best ways to start to kind of take a break from the stress in our world is around your meals, right? And I've told this story and I'm going to keep telling this story because I want everyone to try it so that you understand what it feels like. So I have a good friend and she is a meditation instructor. And one of the things she does to kind of help people just slow down is you've had a Hershey kiss before, right? You know, it's a little droplet of chocolate. And so what she has you do is she takes the droplet. So you look at it, you smell it. And then you actually look at it and she's literally timing you. So like everything's done in 1 minute intervals. So for 1 minute, you have to look at it, smell it, taste it. So just smell it. Right. So then she's like, okay, you have 1 minute to unwrap it. Then she's like, now you have 1 minute to just smell it, feel it in your hand. Now you have 1 minute. So then you have to just take 1 minute and just let it sit in your mouth. Then you have 1 minute to take one bite, right? Then you have 1 minute to take another bite, right? So it's this like process and it slows it down. So it's like this, like, it's like walking through quicksand, but it's her way of saying, be mindful of every step in the process. Where most of us, when we eat food, we've got the TV on, we're scrolling through Facebook and we're not even recognizing cognizant of what we're eating. We might be like, oh, this is, you know, chicken noodle soup, but you like slurp it down what feels like in one spoonful and you might not even recognize that you ate something, or you're like, gosh, it's already gone, right? How do you eliminate the distractions when you're eating food? That's one of the first places that I always tell people to start. But it's also the distractions of life. You know, how many times have you said to yourself, oh, I got so busy, I didn't get my workout in. I got so busy that I didn't go to the grocery store. I got so busy that I just ended up eating crap because I ran out of time. here's where I just challenge my clients, at least 24 hours in advance, make a plan, right? Be like Ron Burgundy from Anchorman, right? If it's in your calendar, it gets done. That's what I want you to think about. So make a plan at least 24 hours in advance of what you're going to eat and what your workouts are. This isn't in an anal retentive kind of way. This is in a, like, if I see where I want to go, I have a better shot of getting there. Break up with your phone, right? So I have a thing on my phone at 10 o'clock. Unless I physically do a bunch of steps, I can't go into certain apps. So can you do that to eliminate some of the distractions? Can you make sleep a priority, right? Can you say, you know, lights out, you know, at this time, you know, and work to manage your stress, because that is just, for a lot of people, that is like the invisible thread that pulls through most of our lives. The second thing is give yourself time, right? I mentioned so many people are like, I'm going on vacation on this date and I need to be, you know, freaking hotter than the sun. But you haven't given yourself enough time. You know, if you want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, like, are you going to lose an organ? Like, good luck with that. But if it didn't take 30 days to put on 30 pounds, unless you have some type of medical condition, then please see a doctor. But we have to give ourselves time, because the more we try to crash our way into a diet, the harder it is to maintain it. And the best saying that I've ever heard, and I want you to become your mantra as well: the way I get it off is the way I have to keep it off. So if I'm crashing to keep it off, I have to live in that crash diet forever. And let's be brutally honest with each other, right? Is that realistic? Are you excited about it? Can you make a plan for it in your life? And is it sustainable? And I guarantee you, of the four questions I just asked you, one of those questions, you are going to pause, right? Because immediately when I'm like, oh, can you like live like that forever? Absolutely, right? You know, because we don't want to admit that something isn't, our nutrition isn't going to be sustainable. But I always see it, right? All it takes is like one little thing to get out of sync. And you're like, oh, I messed up. I got to start all over again, right? So here's where I say, give yourself time, make it fun. Set smaller goals. Heck, 1 pound is 1 pound. If I lose 1 pound a month, I've lost 12 pounds in a year. If I keep doing that for 3 years on end, I've lost 36 pounds. Boom. If you look at people who have lost over 100 pounds, they have not done 100 pounds in 100 days. It's taken them years to get to 100 pounds of weight loss. And those of them who have successfully kept it off, they will say over and over again, it is because they took their time. Yeah, they got frustrated. Who doesn't get frustrated, right? You 100 pounds, you want it, boom, 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 gone, gone, gone. I understand that. But we got to take our time, make it fun, right? Small, measurable steps show us proof, right? We are all looking for evidence that what I'm doing is working. And so instead of aiming for 100 pounds, because it's like looking at a snowstorm, you know, here I live in New England. And if they tell us we're going to get 30 inches of snow, we ain't getting 30 inches of snow in a minute. It's typically a days long process. So I am looking outside and if I look out every hour, I can see the snow stacking up. So when it comes, it's a small thing that leads to those 30 inches of snow. So what I want you to think about is like, how can I scale this back so I can start to see things? You know, it could be something as simple as what you commit to every single day, right? What are your choices? What are the daily healthy choices that you can make? And it's not the 50 things, right? It is at least 1 to 3 things that you can know that are going to be your hard decks, right? At minimum, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to commit to. And bring it in to do something that you love, right? I have a client who, new exerciser, she's got a lot to lose, and she's like, oh, Kim, you know, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, why? You're so excited. She's like, I just signed up for the 6-week boot camp. I got to go 4 days a week. It's 6 a.m. And they told me I would lose 30 pounds at the end of 6 weeks. And I was like, okay, deep breath. And I was like, well, is it realistic? Like, at this point, she hadn't been working out much. And I said, well, is it realistic for you to be working out 4 days a week? Like, you know, it's literally Monday through Thursday are the workouts. And it's in the evening. And I said, oh, you don't really, I'm like, you know, haven't really worked out 4 days in a row. Are evening workouts convenient for you? You know, I know that sometimes you have a little bit of a crazy job. So can you make a plan for this into your life? Are you excited about it? And, you know, at the end of these 6 weeks, do you feel like it's something that you would just continue to do? Like, do you even like kickboxing? And so she looked at me and she paused. And basically she wasn't really excited about it, right? You know, she must have saw the 30 pounds in 30 days kind of thing and was like, I'm in. And so you got to do something that you love, right? It can't be based on someone else's opinion. You have to ask yourself, am I going to love this, right? If you ask me to go on a program where I ran every day for 30 days, I would be like, oh, hell no, right? No, I don't run. I don't like it. It's for some people, it's their joy. Running does not bring me joy. Right. I love kickboxing, but I don't like the fact that I have to go every day, Monday through Thursday, right? Because for me, that's not realistic. You know, I have things that pop up that I might need to do it on Saturday. Right. So I really want you to think about, as you're making these commitments, do something that you love, and then just ask yourself, what would you do if things get busy? Right. What is your lowest standard for your health? And what are you going to allow and what won't you allow, right? We've got to start to, I don't like to say rules. We have to just determine our guidelines, right? And I know so many people are like, give me the guidelines. No, you determine the guidelines so that you can, don't feel like you can get into flow, right? That don't feel like you're trying to get into my flow, because my flow might look very different from you. Some of you might be further ahead in some areas than me and further behind in some areas than me, but I want you to think about where you are, which leads into having clear goals. And a lot of times I see this quote. Oh, I always say this quote when someone gives me very like fluffy goals. If I aim at nothing, I'll always hit it. All right. So many people don't define their goals clearly. And so what is a clear definition? It's measurable. So the words that make me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, my meals are going to be on point. My workouts are going to be on point. What in good God's name does that mean? What does on point mean? How are you going to measure it? How, as I am a coach, how do I hold you accountable? What do I know what a point means for you compared to what it means for me? So when I'm asking for people to clearly define their goals, it's like, okay, I'm going to work out 3 days a week. Boom. Okay, what are those days? Put them in your calendar. Make it like a dentist appointment that you can't break. Second, what does that workout look like? Is it 30 minutes? Is it a strength training workout? Is it a cardio workout? What is it? So that we are going to just define it so that we're not like, oh, I'm supposed to go to the gym, but I don't know what my workout's going to be. I don't know what I'm going to do, but right. And we're just kind of like flailing around. We show up, we scan our card in, but that's about it, right? So we want to get as specific. We want to start to make a plan, block the time out in our calendar. And one of the things that has changed my life is the concept of good, better, best. And I've talked about this before, but it's always one of those things that I think is just very free, right? So good, better, best is like, what makes a good thing? When I'm measuring, say, my workouts or my food, what makes it a good week? What makes it a better week? And what makes it the best week? And so for example, workouts, 3 days a week is a good week. A better week is 4 days a week. And my best week is 5 days a week. So that way I don't have to beat myself up, because we all know, you know, it's like, oh, you're going on vacation. Do I expect you to work out 5 days a week? No. But if you're like, you know what, on a vacation, I know I can easily squeeze in 3 days. awesome, boom, done, right? So we start to give ourselves a little bit grace. We start to, you know, stop pushing ourselves to this like punishing, these punishing limits that we can't really sustain. And I tell people, don't work on more than 3 goals at a time. When we try to like, you know, do this laundry list of things, it's really challenging to focus, right? And when I'm not focusing, I'm not in flow. And the whole goal of this conversation is to be about flow, okay? So the next piece is here is challenge yourself with your goals. So it's called challenging but doable, right? So something feels like I can do it, but it's going to be a little bit of a stretch, right? So for example, I started trying to eat anywhere from 400 to 800 grams of vegetables every single day. Now that I honestly thought I was eating way more than I thought, right? And then when I started doing it, I was like, holy crap, this is pretty challenging. It's challenging, but it's doable. It's forcing me to really get more creative with my vegetable intake. It's forcing me to get clear that this is my goal and I'm trying to hit it. I'm trying to achieve it. So I have to get a little creative with how do I put vegetables into my nutrition. So I want you to think about something like that. So maybe it's water and you're like, okay, I'm going to try to hit a half gallon. So it's right. And right now you're not drinking any or you're drinking soda. So it's like, how do I, you know, you start thinking about how do I start to fit those things into my day? It's a little challenging. It's a little bit of a stretch, but I know I can do it versus I'm going to go from not drinking any water to drinking like 5 gallons a day, right? That's just aggressive where I just like, let's find something that's a little challenging, a little out of our comfort zone. But if I do it, it'll give me evidence that I can do it. It'll give me evidence that if I set a goal, I can hit it and I can check a box, right? That's what we are. That's what at the end of the day, what we are looking for. And so if this is what gets us into flow, what gets us out of flow? And for many people, what gets us out of flow is multitasking, all right? I am a recovering queen of multitasking. You know, I was, you know, trying to write this podcast while trying to get back to a client, while trying to do this and try, oh, good God, right? I wasn't good at anything. And when I first started my business, my first business coach said, Kim, stop trying to do all the things because, you know, with me being a recovering multitasker, a recovering perfectionist, I would beat the crap out of myself when I wrote my list of 50 things to do and I got 2 done. I would be like, I suck. This is not supposed to happen. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So you all know how many ways you can beat the crap out of yourself without opening your mouth. So she said, Kim, pick 3 things, right? Every day, pick 3 things and don't pick 3 big things. So for example, don't pick, for business, I'm going to create a website. Well, creating a website is a big thing, right? You know, it's the technical aspect, is actually writing multiple pages of copy. It's finding images, getting a domain name, right? Those are big things in and of itself. Bring it back to weight loss. So it's like, okay, so I'm gonna go to the gym for 2 hours, then I'm going to meal prep, then I'm going to do cardio, so we start kind of adding on all the things that we are going to do. And then if we miss one thing, we're like, see, it's a sign. So what I always tell people is that like pick for your health, pick 1 to 3 things and again, make it simple. So I call them my non-negotiables. So it's like, all right, I know for my health, I'm going to have a big, big ass salad every single day with protein, right? That's simple, easy, done. I don't have to think it's become part of my day. I don't even think about it. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Boom. I set a bedtime. I don't even think about it. Hit 10,000 steps every single day. Boom. I don't even think about it, right? So those are the 3 things I know I can do day in and day out for my health. They're simple, they're easy. So I want you to start thinking in terms of that versus terms of like these big, huge things that you think are going to move the needle, right? I talked about, and I, I'll put a link in it. I talked about my big rocks, right? There's like six things that will actually move the dial versus the little things we start think will actually move the dial. Because we think if we multitask, we're going to hit our goals. We're going to hit our goals faster. And the best thing I can have you say is like, have you fully considered that by stopping multitasking, you are going to lower your stress levels, make you more productive. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll see more success versus all, you know, if I write 50 things and I only see one thing cross off my list, you're going to start down that spiral. And I say the same thing to me regularly. Like I wrote a bunch of letters, I did a bunch of things, and it was only like two things. And I was like, it wasn't enough. Right. And I was like, no, it is enough. Right. It is enough. So let's stop, you know, beating ourselves up thinking that, you know, we have to like bleed from our eyes in order for us to hit our goals, because that leads to stress. And, you know, I've already mentioned this before. It makes me crazy when, you know, women tell me that like stress is just part of their life. No, we choose for stress to be part of our life. You know, we choose for stress to be that like, that albatross that we like voluntarily put on our back and drag around, right? You know, it's not a weight vest. It's not going to enhance our performance. If anything, it's going to slow down our performance. So it's our undiscussed, you know, stress is what I call the under-discussed supervillain. And the two things that I want to really kind of drive home with you, and I'm also working on a stress masterclass, so stay tuned, is that as we think about what stresses us, first, let's just list what stresses us out. Let's just identify our stressors. Second, is there anything on that list? Is it anything that we own? Is it anything that we must do, we must deal with, right? And I'm talking about, was it assigned to us or did we take it on ourselves? And is there things that we could already delegate or just decide to stop doing? And then how do we put a force field around us so that stress isn't always attacking our armor, that we can kind of put up the shield when we just feel overwhelmed, when we feel like life is just like coming at us like, right? So supersonically fast. The next thing here is feel failure, right? How many of you feel like you've been dieting since you've been 15? And you're like, I've been at this thing for a really long time and the weight just keeps coming back. It brings friends. They are squatters. I can't evict them, right? I totally get that. So I ask, what do you want, right? This comes back to clarity. The second piece, this comes back to connecting, right? Connecting to your, connecting to what I call your why. Because so many people are like, I'm not motivated. And I was like, you're not motivated because you don't have a why. Your why is your motivation, right? Because if you, I'll say this all the time, if you're waiting for motivation to come ring your doorbell at 6 a.m. and be like, hey girl, we working out today, let's go. It's not going to ring your doorbell, right? So motivation is you connecting to your why. Why do you want this goal? I'm going on vacation in December. And I got 6 months to prep for it. Let's go. I've never been able to do push-ups on my toes. And I want to do push-ups on my toes. That's where we connect, right? And then we can start asking ourselves better questions. Given what my goal is, which is crystal clear, I connect to why I want my goal. And then I can ask myself better questions. And I can say, you know, is me laying in bed going to get me to what I see myself on the beach or on vacation? Is me laying in bed going to get me to my 10 on the toes pushups, right? That's where we have to start. We have to connect with that goal. And it's scaling it back so that we're doing one thing that can lead us towards our goal, right? Small progress is still progress, right? We're not going to, you know, wake up one day and say, hey, I want to run a marathon and run 26.2 miles. It's a, you know, 5-6 month process for most people, but hey, maybe it's going to take you a year, because maybe you're like, the last time I ran was in high school, right? So it might take you a little bit longer, but that's okay. There's the only person who's judging is you. And if you told someone you're going to run a marathon, most people would be like, wow, damn girl. Versus you. And if you said, yeah, I'm going to take a year to train for it, everyone would be like, hey, way to go. No one's going to be like, a year? You stink. How come it takes you so long to get ready for a marathon, right? So here's where I want you to start to think about focusing on where you want to go versus all the things that could go wrong to trip you up. And lastly, many of us like the conviction, you know, and this is closely tied to failure, because we think to ourselves about how long it's going to take, and then we talk ourselves out of it. You know, we want that boom, that immediate pop, that immediate dopamine hit. And right, you got to be in it for the long haul, and sticking with it, that's the hard part, right? Sticking with it is the hard part. Excuse me. And so I'm going to read you this quote from James Clear that I wrote down. And oh, here it is. So it says, your actions reveal how badly you want something. If you keep saying something is a priority and never act, then it's time to have a conversation with yourself. Right. So if you keep saying to yourself that I want to lose the weight, I want to do 10 pushes on my toes, I want to get a good night's sleep, and you don't put actions behind it, is it truly a priority of yours? Right. And so that's lack of conviction, is lack of prioritization. And so I challenge you to create a plan so that whatever you tell yourself your goal is, create a plan, and you got to work your reps. And is it realistic? Are you excited? Can you create a plan? And is it sustainable? And if all four of those things check the boxes, you're going to be successful. If one of those four boxes gets a little like a squishy check, a watery check, you're going to be hard pressed. You're going to be hard pressed to get that goal. And so I want to talk about this because as I'm reading the book, flow is amazing, right? I've experienced it with my work. I've experienced it with my workouts, that you're just doing the do. And it feels great that you're not overthinking. You're not like, should I be doing more? Should I be doing less? Like you're not thinking anything. It's like, I told myself this is what I'm doing, and boom, I'm firing on all cylinders. And so I want you to think right now, like, sit down, like, what is it that you want? Like, let's just define it, you know, grab your calendar, start putting some stuff out on the calendar. Let's get that in your calendar. Let's get it scheduled and start taking action towards your dream so that you could finally get into flow versus these fits and starts when it comes to losing weight or exercising consistently. Because at the end of the day, it is consistency that is going to get you to where you want to go. And flow is how we can get there consistently. So I'd love what your thoughts on this. Do me a favor, screenshot this and be like, hey girl. And if you are like, hey girl, this is crap, or hey girl, I totally get it, I'd love to get into flow, this is what I'm doing to get into flow, boom. Or I'd love to get into flow, but I don't even know where the hell to start. I want to hear it all. So screenshot me. You can always find me on the socials, Kim Barnes Jefferson Coach, Kim on Facebook, and then Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram. All right, ladies. You rock. Have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.